Proclamation number 5440 of 17th of July, 1952. The power redirection process. You humans on Earth cannot fathom what is happening in the universe, for an exchange is constantly taking place, a supply of power from God into the countless earthly and spiritual creations. Power stations are everywhere, so to speak, i.e., spiritual beings filled with light which receive and absorb an abundance of power from God in order to again pass it on to where light and strength are needed. It is an uninterrupted outpouring of power from God and an uninterrupted distribution of it into His creations. But since nothing happens without meaning or purpose, the process of redirection takes place in a lawful order, and the will of God, the lawgiver of eternity, is just as active in His light beings as it is in God Himself, yet it is entrusted to them to carry out the divine will. The existence of the entire spiritual and earthly creation has therefore been entrusted to His light beings who are in the possession of the highest perfection, because the uninterrupted supply of power also impels these beings to uninterrupted activity, and this activity of this again consists of arranging and providing for that which depends on the supply of power from God in order in turn to be able to be active in God's will. The perpetual supply and redirection of power produces a perpetual life, but it also gives proof of a life, for there is no standstill, which would be equal to death. There is nothing lifeless in the entire universe as long as it is fed by God's all-animating power. But there is also no interruption of the supply of power, there is no weakening of power, the power is just passed on in different intensity, which also signifies more or less pulsating life. Which is why the creations in the universe are also of different kinds, starting from the still complete material to the complete spiritualized creations. But nothing is completely without the supply of power, so that life itself is made noticeable everywhere, even barely recognizable at times. Thus the outflow of power from God touches His children to the fullest extent, i.e., the spiritual creations which have attained the highest perfection, who receive His radiation of love directly and use this power and they urge to love in order to enliven the spiritual world filled with light, in order to constantly release it and thus to start the process of redirection which, as a final result, is to bring the return of power from God back to Himself again in the form of beings who have attained the last perfection and are allowed to receive His power of love again as children of God.